All right, well, what about moral culpability?
All right, so here's
the Bible's
right,
all fine and good.
Exactly. And this is the issue, right? So are we saying then that God is evil?
Yeah.
Right? That's the issue, right? Is he morally evil? And of course, we're not saying that.
Right.
And but Christensen is not saying that. Right.
Even if God is evil, we shouldn't say that because he would do evil stuff to us. So God's self-revelation recorded in the pages of Scripture includes these two indisputable truths. First, God's being is characterized by impeccable goodness. It's only good. It can't be evil. It's unable to be that way.
Right.
He is wholly righteous and free of any taint of evil in his nature and therefore in his thoughts, his words, and his actions. But second, God sovereignly decrees and providentially ensures all evil that transpires in this world. And that occurs even in libertarian free will model. It's still done that way.
All right. In fact, he says, even though many non-Christian Calvinist Christians have denied the second claim, there's a sense embedded within the, imago Deo of our humanity. We know that if God is truly who he has revealed himself to be, right, the sovereign Lord of all creation, then he must be the all-encompassing sovereign of both good and evil, right, as Job understood, right? Otherwise, he's not the sovereign Lord of all creation.
Right. So yeah, if you can have evil be kind of a part, how come you can't have good be a part? Well, maybe there are free radical goods out in the world that just happen, and there's no truth maker of goodness.
Right, and then God's not in control, and then anything might happen, and then woe is us.
Woe are we? Yeah, and then all my good works are like filthy rags. Yeah. Well, except for the really good ones that I did on my own as a part without anyone telling me to do one way or the other. Well, Christensen ends this chapter by saying, but doesn't this leave us stuck with an irresolvable conundrum? Is it still hard to escape the charge that it makes God the author of evil? His moral culpability does not appear to be mitigated by these facts. How can God charge his secondary agents with guilt for that which he has already determined they will do? Is there any possibility of reconciling God's goodness with his sovereignty over evil while freeing God from all charges of acting sinfully, of being indistinguishable from the devil himself? And we will explore that in, finally, the chapter that was promised, chapter 9.
All right.
The chapter of all chapters. That's right. The culmination of the book.
Yeah.
Maybe. So.
Not exactly, right?
Right. So again,
by the way, this book has 17 chapters,
right.
So 9 is not going to be the end. So hang in there with us, folks, right? So
this is the rising action and falling. So, again, what Christensen is doing is he's building, and he's building slowly, and that's what we want, because he's knocked down the high places, the tent poles of elite, the towers of industry and from the colleges, the scholars themselves have said, well, we can't do anything against this person's idea of free will. And he's saying, nope, there are issues. And now that I've knocked him down, there's got to be something. And he's turning to Scripture. And so that's what he's doing. That's what this whole chapter was, these last two episodes, building an idea so that we're not just going, well, isn't God the author of evil? Oh, hold on. Let's make sure that he's the author of good and evil, and let's talk about his characteristics and his transcendent nature, and then we'll get into it. So, if you're like, oh, just come on, get to the point. We have to build. We have to build and structure these things so that we have a theodicy of all evil, not just some, to the best of our ability. So that's what Christians is doing. Will he be successful? I don't know. I haven't read the back of the book yet, but we'll see. And hopefully you'll come along with us and continue to read What About Evil as we walk through the sovereignty of God to see if God is morally culpable for evil. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
See you next time.